You're listening to the Namaste Babe podcast, a high vibe hangout for the spiritually woke woman ready to make quantum leaps in her life, business, and bank account. I'm your host, Kiki Yura, and I refuse to play by the rules. I'm an ex 9-to-5er turned spiritual life and business coach, master NLP practitioner, and founder of the Namaste Babe brand. I'm here to lead you into your divinity so you can manifest a life and business you are wildly obsessed with. Each week, you can expect episodes from myself and guest experts who are leaders in their field. The episodes are dedicated to your expansion on all things mindset, money, and manifestation. It is my intention that these episodes help you raise your vibration, tune into your truth, and step into a life you fucking love. Are you ready? Let's slay. What is going on, Namaslayers? Happy Monday. Welcome back to the pod. As per usual, I am so happy that you are here and spending your time with me. Today's episode is probably going to be the quickest quickies from Kiki you've probably ever heard, but it is packed full of value, as always. And this is actually inspired by a friend of mine, another coach in the industry, who reached out to me last week and she was like, Kiki, I just need some of your magic. I am feeling off. I am having an off day and I need to shift. How do I shift? And this is probably so simple, you're going to be like, it's stupid, but it's something that has helped me so many times. It's something I teach my clients, and I just wanted to share it with you. So it is called the Rampage of Gratitude. You guys know me. I am all about gratitude. I am all about the power of celebration, sharing the wins. But what happens when we're feeling low, right? We have the ability to get so caught up in our thoughts, so distracted by the world around us and everything that's going wrong, that sometimes that creates a negative spiral. One thing could throw us off that then leads us to the next thing, which then leads us to the next thing, which then leads us a decade back to something that someone said to us in high school or university. And we're sitting there and we're like, how the fuck did I get here? Because now you're feeling way worse than you felt in the beginning and you're feeling stuck. So this is a really powerful technique and I try to employ it as often as possible and I know that you guys are going to love it. And gratitude is one of the easiest ways to shift your frequency. It is the highest vibrational state on the emotional guidance scale. If you guys have been listening to this podcast long enough or in any of my programs, you know that I talk about this all the time, but it is the highest vibrational state. So we manifest through our energy. We can't think our way into our manifestations. The more high vibe we feel, the faster our manifestations are going to come to us. Now, that's not to say that you can't or that you have to be high vibe all the time, because that's not human. That's not realistic. It's not how it works. But the power that you find is not jumping from like a low vibrational state to a high vibrational state. It's in the little shifts. It's in the shift from anger to disappointment. It's in the shift from boredom into contentment. It's in the shift from contentment to happiness, to joy, joy to bliss. So the more and more you can work your way out of negative emotions and into more positive ones, it doesn't have to be from negative to positive, but just working your way up the emotional guidance scale. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, please go and Google the emotional guidance scale. This is something that I've learned through Abraham Hicks, the entity that is channeled through Esther Hicks, and it is so potent. It has completely revolutionized my life. Even just the ability to name your emotion and say, okay, what is this that I am feeling? And what is the next best feeling thought that I would like to have? Well, how do you do that? You can do that by going on a rampage of gratitude. And this is exactly what I told my friend to do. So we started off and I just said to her, you know, what is going right in your life? It is so easy to focus on all of the things that aren't going right. But what is going right? What can you celebrate? What has been good in, you know, the past week, the past month, the past year even? And the more that you can focus on that, the faster you're going to shift. Because you can't be in a state of gratitude as well as a negative state at the same time. The powerful thing about gratitude and learning to channel this frequency is that it cancels out any lower vibrations. So you don't need to be in a full-on state of bliss gratitude, but when you focus on what the things are that you are grateful for, what it does is it literally shifts your vibration. It shifts your energetic signature and raises it to become more magnetic to the things that you desire. So my question to you is, what's good? What's good in your life right now? And don't you dare fucking say, Kiki, nothing. Because there's got to be something good. And by something, I'm literally going to ask you, do you currently have running water? Do you have a device that you are listening to this episode on? Do you have power and electricity? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a vehicle to be driving to and from work every day or taking public transport? Do you have food in your fridge? Is your belly full every day? Those are things to celebrate that so many of us take advantage of. And I will tell you, I literally, you don't really realize these things until you go without them. And when I was living in Nelson in BC, right before I moved back to Toronto, we were living in a house that was running on a well system. And the winter lasted a lot longer than it normally does. And the well ran dry. We literally did not have running water for at least a couple days in my house. And you don't even realize how subconscious your reactions are to go and turn on the tap or go turn on the shower or to go wash your hands until you don't have it. You just assume that that water is always going to be there. If you look at what just happened in Texas with the major storms that happened there, it's the exact same thing. They didn't have running water for days on end. This is the simplest things that we take for granted, right? Do you have a bed to sleep in at night? There's so many, like the list goes on, right? The list goes on and on. You've got internet, you've got water, you've got shoes on your feet, clothes on your back. You've got the necessities and the basics. But the thing is that those basics are a luxury because not everyone in the world has them. If you have those things that I've just mentioned, you're doing better than 80% of the world. How crazy is that? 80% of the world. Like, let that sink in. If you have all of those things that I've mentioned, that's wild. So now that we've got the bases covered, now that we know that, you know what, things could be a lot worse, what else is good? What else is going on in your life that you can celebrate? I want you to think of something. And then I want you to add another thing onto it. And then I want you to add another thing. And you're going to keep literally rapid firing all of these things. And this is why we call it a rampage of gratitude. You just go and go and go until you actually feel a shift happening in your body. You can literally feel your emotions starting to lighten, your chest starting to expand a little bit as your heart chakra starts to open. You're going to feel a little bit more grounded, a little more rooted. And a smile might even come across your face. And I have done this so many times whenever I have needed that quick fix when something's not going my way. You can do this on your way to work. You can do this in the bathroom if you're like having a really bad day at work or something like that. You can go to the bathroom and just start thinking about all of the things or start journaling on them if you wake up in a bad mood. Journal out just all of the things that you can literally think of. Big, small, everything in between. Like my favorite simple thing is sunshine. Like we are in this shift right now. We're approaching spring in Toronto. The snow is starting to melt. And yesterday I went for a walk and it was glorious. It put a smile on my face. I'm grateful that I was able to go for a walk. It was that simple, but it just brought my heart so much joy. Do you have all of your limbs? Can you walk? Can you hear? Can you smell? Can you taste? Like those are the things we take for granted. So really dive into that. Like ground into that appreciation because there are people going without. And these are the things that we don't really think about and stop to think about until someone brings it to our attention. So what are the little things? Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's a stranger smiled at you. Maybe someone held the door open for you at the grocery store. Maybe someone let you in front of them in line. Like, what are those little things? And then go into the bigger things, right? How has your business been going? Are your clients winning? Are you gonna get a raise at work this year? Did you get a bonus last year? Like, these are just the things that are coming, you know, straight to my mind. I don't really have this episode scripted, so we're free flowing this whole thing. But these are the things that I'm talking about. Like, what can you get appreciative of right now? And just keep going until you start to feel the shift. So what I would love for you guys to do, I told you this one was going to be super short, super sweet, but what I would love for you guys to do is to let me know your rampage of gratitude, okay? So tell me over on Instagram, go hang out on the gram. It's my favorite place to be and to interact with you guys, but literally list everything out for me. Let me know what your rampage of gratitude is, and then don't forget to tag me, and I will be sure to share it with my peeps so that we can really get into this vibe of appreciation for the simple things. Like, tell me what you are surprised by. When you do this exercise, I want to know what surprises you. Like, what comes up for you that you're like, oh my God, this is so simple, but so potent, so powerful. Like this one little thing completely shifted my mood, my mindset. For me, that's like I've been showing on my stories. If you guys aren't following me on Instagram, by the way, I'm at Namaste Babe. Come hang out with me. I shared on my stories on Valentine's Day or just before Valentine's Day, I went and I got myself a bouquet of roses. And I love roses. The smell of them, they just do it for me. And this one, I took one of the single stemmed roses and brought it up to my bedroom, and I left the rest of the bouquet in the house so that everyone else could appreciate it. And this rose, it's been what, 2 weeks since Valentine's Day? And this rose is still going strong. It is, I mean, a little browned and a little starting to get dry, but I'm going to tell you right now, I fully believe that this rose stayed in perfect form. Those other roses, by the way, were like long gone. They lasted a couple of days. But the rose that is in my room, I'm shocked that it's lasted. I mean, I'm not shocked, but it statistically probably shouldn't have lasted as long as it has because of the fact that my room, for whatever reason, is like the warmest room in the house. So I figured that these would have died like, or this one would have died very quickly. But I actually, like, my energy of appreciation for this rose and the amount of joy it has brought me, I have literally like put my hand over the head of it and just thanked it for being so beautiful. And some of you might think that that is a little crazy, but energy is real. The energy in which you act from, the space in which you show up from, that energy has a signature to it. So I want you to be really mindful as you're going through your day to really take inventory and take stock and say, okay, where is it that my energy is at right now and how can I shift it? How can I improve it? The rampage of gratitude is one of the most simplest ways to do that. So let me know what comes of it and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please spread all those good vibes by leaving a 5-star review, as well as screenshotting this episode and tagging @NamasteBabe over in your stories on Instagram. With love and light, the fierce as fuck goddess in me recognizes and honors the fierce as fuck goddess in you. And until next time, Namaste.